let's talk about the adrenal fatigue progression. And diseases go through normal stages of progression as the body tries to compensate. So let's take a closer look at the adrenal fatigue progression. We have the first stage, and this is hopefully where, if you guys are experiencing this, this is where you're at. You're not in the more severe phases. At the beginning phase, which we call the alarm phase or the fight or flight response phase, in this phase, the body is extremely alarmed by the stressors and the mounting of an aggressive and anti-stress response in order to deal with the high stress levels you're experiencing. Some doctors call this early fatigue stage. I call it like the three alarm stage, because that's what you feel like. Three alarm fire going on. That's, you know, all the bells and whistles are happening and the sirens are going off in your body. And at this point, there's an increased ACTH levels, which is adrenal corticotropic hormone. This is from your pituitary gland. This stimulates your adrenals to go into full gear to deal with retaliation. This would be like, you know, back in the hunter-gatherer days, under severe stress or under attack from some outside force, and you're ready to fight the good fight until the end. That's kind of where you're at in this phase. And then the adrenal medulla, which I mentioned earlier, is the middle of the adrenal. This is stimulated to secrete more epinephrine, hence adrenaline. We also call it adrenaline. And the total cortisol, which is the stress hormone, is this output from the adrenal cortex is increased from the external stimulus that's happening. So there's a corresponding reduction in DHEA during this time, which is your anti-aging hormone, your regeneration hormone. And during this period, the body needs cortisol, the stress hormone, to overcome the stress, stress hormone for stress, and the production of cortisol is therefore increased. And at some time, the adrenals were experiencing a very hard time meeting this alarm stage in this increasing demand for cortisol. So your body is just like, you know, the human body was not meant to be under severe stress chronically all the time like most of us are. And then you go to phase two. Oh my gosh, I've been here. Resistance response. With chronic or severe stress, the adrenals eventually just can't keep up with the demands for cortisol. It's just like, I just can't do it. You know, it just gets pooped out, burned out, fried, smoke's coming off the adrenals. And as such, the cortisol will actually start to decline from a high level back to a normal level, while the ACTH, which I mentioned a few minutes ago, remains high. With the protracted ACTH and adrenal fatigue and less cortisol is therefore made, the adrenals become exhausted. While in the morning or the noon, the afternoon, cortisol levels are just low all the time when they check them and they measure them. And the nighttime cortisol level is usually normal. And, you know, the body's just totally kittywampus, just can't cope anymore, fried. There's a doctor, Janet Lang. She is a guru in hormones. It's just absolutely amazing. And Dr. Janet Lang calls this the pregnenolone steal, also called the cortisol shunt. This will set in. Cortisol production becomes the predominant pathway of the hormone production as the body favors the production of this particular hormone. And so other hormones such as pregnenolone is made from cholesterol. It's the first stage in which all hormones are made, pregnenolone. Just think of that as like raw material to make whatever is needed in a hormone in the body. So if that's in trouble, you know, everything else goes down the can too. That's why we often see these hormonal imbalances, and we see a decrease in the DHEA, which is the anti-aging, the regeneration hormone. We see a decrease in sex hormones, as testosterone and estrogen. The body's working on the stress, and therefore the sex hormones go out the window and the regeneration goes out the window. So as a result, the total pregnenolone output is reduced, and total cortisol, the stress hormone, which is also called, nicknamed the death hormone or the aging hormone, output, this keeps continuing to be maintained at a normal level because the body just can't cope. And so careful analysis of the daily cycle of cortisol, it goes up and down in like this beautiful wave pattern throughout the day. This shows a dysfunctional and abnormally low cycle as, you know, we go throughout our day. This is a time when cortisol is needed the most is in the morning, and it'll be really, really low. And then the nighttime cortisol, like I mentioned, it will be normal. So that's the resistance response. Your body's just like, you know, can't deal. I'm burning out. I'm not totally fried. I'm getting there. That's the resistance stage. Stage three is adrenal exhaustion. And this is so not fun to be here. It's a long recovery back out of it. Despite the rising ACTH, the adrenals just can't keep up with increased cortisol. It's just like running out of steam. This can happen over years. It's usually not overnight. This takes a long time of chronic stress to happen, and also chronic depletion as well. And I'm going to hammer it in your head a million times over. The adrenals consume massive amounts of reserves, energy reserves, mineral reserves, amino acid reserves, vitamins, in order to function. And those resources just get tapped. It's like your reserve is gone. And then over a long period of time, you're making all these hormones and your body's just trying to survive. You hit this exhaustion phase. So the total cortisol output, like I said in the previous phase, is reduced. And then DHEA falls far below average. And the nighttime cortisol levels reduced as the, which we call the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, this is crash. And it's like your computer hard drive just goes, it just pooped, gone, total meltdown. The body is unable to maintain balance. And severe hormonal balances happen in this phase. It's very common, and the next stage is adrenal failure. You don't want to go there. When I was at the lowest point, when I had my hormone panel done, I had no progesterone and no estrogen. The only hormone I had a normal level of was testosterone. Estradiol and estrogen was, the doctor said on a scale of 1 to 10, with estrogen and progesterone, I was a 1 and a 2. And he said, this is bad, really bad. And I had elevated cortisol levels when the tests were done with that too. So I'm not just saying this because I've read it and I'm spouting out and regurgitating information. I've seen this on my own tests, and I've seen these things come back into balance in time as the adrenals recover, so will the hormones naturally balance. And, of course, the last phase is stage four, which is adrenal failure, is where the adrenals become totally exhausted. They just can't deal. And my nickname for the adrenals is like the spark plugs. They're like vital to keep everything going. And people that have this happen when they hit failure, there's a really high possibility that they might have a cardiovascular collapse and possibly die. Without your adrenals, you're just in big trouble. I mean, especially when you're in this depleted of a phase. Oh, not good, not good. You feel like you're dead even before that, I'll tell you that for sure. So often the phases, I'm hoping you're at the first phase or even before that. I hope you're not in exhaustion where I was. I hope you're at the beginning, and it'll be easier for you to recover.